It's sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Stewart steps out front, steals the basketball, trying to go all the way to the other end. Crossover layup, good. How about that from the 5'10 freshman? Showing she can handle the ball, steal it all the way to the other end for the score. And now another steal. In time to take a shot as Kissinger goes into the layup and scores.
Tonight, the postseason begins in Grand Island for four area teams in the C-19 Sub-District Tournament. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Hernandez takes the jumper from 11. It's off the mark. Anderson will pull down her sixth rebound. Outlet to Connor. Connor looks down to the baseline. There's Therenbaum. She'll catch. She'll shoot the nine-footer, and it's good.
In Game 1, the defending state runner-up Men and Whippets will take on the Gibbon Buffaloes. Game 2 features the top-ranked Kearney Catholic Stars battling the St. Paul Wildcats. The winners return to GI Thursday for the sub-district final here on KKPR. It's the C-19 sub-district tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Doodle live from Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Rosencrantz Gym at Grand Island Northwest High School for the start of the postseason in 2013 high school basketball. Doug Doodle, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for the semifinals of the C-19 sub-district. Back in the day, there were always Monday play-in games in every sub-district, and there were a few last night, but not in this sub-district. Now, next week, in the boys, Centura comes over to make it a five-team sub-district, and there will be a Monday night game between St. Paul and Centura. But this year, two games on Tuesday and a highly anticipated possible final on Thursday. That's really what everybody's been looking at, not just this week, but this season. You've got Gibbon and St. Paul come in with sub-500 records, and then you've got Minden and Kearney Catholic, who some people believe could be the two best teams in the state. In fact, at the beginning of the year, a lot of people believe that. And a lot of folks are waiting to see if they will square off on Thursday. Ironically, even though they're less than 30 miles away, Minden and Kearney Catholic do not play in the regular season. But you do have three teams out of the Lou Platte Conference in Kearney Catholic, St. Paul, and Gibbon, with Minden out of the Southwest Conference. And it should be some good basketball. We'll see how it plays out tonight. On paper, obviously, it looks like big wins for Minden and Kearney Catholic, but that's why they play the games, and that's why we bring them all to you here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll look at the starting lineups right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
As always, I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball and to Athletic Director Rocky Alvin here at Grand Island Northwest High School as we are here for the next 2 weeks to bring you sub-district basketball action. Of course, Minden and Gibbon are up first, and then that will be followed by Kearney Catholic taking on St. Paul. And that game is scheduled to tip off tonight at 7:30. A little early tip time here at 5:45 to get this sub-district semifinal action underway, and we're glad to have you along with us. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Gibbon, number 5 is a 5'7 junior, Harley Brown. Number 12, a 5'7 junior, Emma Van Meter. Number 14, a 5'3 senior, Melissa Baker. Number 23, a 5'7 senior, Micah Stahl. Number 32, a 5'3 senior, Kate Baker. The head coach, Scott Rasmussen, assisted by Leon Stahl and Nick Yone, given his 5 and 15. We'll look at Minden's starters after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue. The secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And welcome back as we continue on looking at our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank. We looked at Gibbon with Harley Brown, Emma Van Meter, Melissa Baker, Micah Stahl, and Kate Baker. Now for Minden, number 22, 5'8" junior, Brooke Kissinger. Number 33, a 5'9" senior, Elena Boutreau. Number 40, 5'9" junior, Jamie Kissinger. Number 45, a 5'10" freshman, Rebecca Stewart. And number 54, 5'11" senior, Sydney Stadler. Head coach of the Minden Whippets is Rick Cremosta, assisted by Don Miller and Greg Satorius. Minden is 18-3 on the season, ranked fourth in the state in the Lincoln Journal Star and the Omaha World Herald. Now for Minden, they have won 4 in a row. Their 3 losses this year, 2 of them came right here on this floor in the Northwest Holiday Tournament. Well, here at Northwest anyway, losing to Northwest and to Holdridge. They have avenged that loss to Holdridge. Their other loss was to Gothenburg at the Southwest Conference Tournament, and they avenged that loss as well. So Minden playing probably their best basketball of the season at the right time. That's the starting lineup. It's brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. We'll tip it off between Minden and Gibbon next.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It will be Minden in the home white with purple trim, the traveling blue and white trim for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Sydney Stadler to jump it up against Harley Brown. Minden from left to right, Gibbon from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Chris Maracic steps in, tosses the ball in the air, and Gibbon will control the opening tap. And Minden has been challenged from time to time by teams that maybe didn't have the record they thought, so let's see what happens here as they come out in a tight man-to-man and make Gibbon work for the basketball. Kate Baker out on the right wing, starts to the baseline, then pivots, and they're going to say that she walked with the basketball, so the first turnover there for Gibbon. You can tell that they were trying to spread Minden out, maybe get a lane to go with a back cut or just one-on-one, as Minden will have the ball for the first time, and Boudreau has it at the top of the circle. They're running a high weave here against the Gibbon zone or box in one. Kick it out on the wing. The jumper by Boudreau is too strong, and the rebound will be grabbed by Melissa Baker. Maybe even a triangle and two there by Gibbon. We'll check it out next time down the floor. Is pushing it up the floor. Emma Van Meter brings it all the way to the left baseline, then kicks it out on the wing to Melissa Baker. Baker works it out top here. Gets this tough Minden man-to-man defense. Get it to the high post, looking for the back cut. Nothing there for Micah Stahl, so she'll take the jumper. It's off the mark, but an offensive rebound by Melissa Baker. And as Baker swings into the corner, a reach-in foul will be called on Brooke Kissinger. This will probably be a kind of game, at least early on, that might frustrate the Whippets a little bit, so we'll see how they handle it. Gibbon will throw the ball in here. Coach Rasmussen has a good game plan, but the inbounds pass is stolen away by Jamie Kissinger. Kissinger to the other end. The left-handed layup is missed. Missed the layup, and Melissa Baker with her third rebound already. And now trying to get that basketball into the hands of Harley Brown. Some pressure in the backcourt, and Gibbon's able to get across the timeline with Emma Van Meter. Gets it over to Baker. Baker backs it out. Swings it over to the left side. It's kind of a Gibbon keep away until they get their first shot. There's Baker left baseline. Puts it up from 15. No good. Ball ends up in the hands of Brooke Kissinger. Kissinger surveys the floor. Goes from the right. Goes to the middle. Tries to get it down to Stewart. Makes a great catch just to save the ball back into Boudreaux, who is fouled. What a nice job there by Rebecca Stewart to handle that pass that was a little long. And Boudreaux will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. Try and get Minden on the board, get our first points. The foul was on Emma Van Meter, the first of the game, and the free throw is short. Minden has not necessarily been the greatest free throw shooting team. But again, it all kind of depends on who's at the line for the Whippet. 6:22 to go, first quarter, scoreless, and Boudreaux will change that by making her second free throw. And Minden is on the board, leading it 1-0. They put on some token pressure, and nice job there by Gibbon to have Stahl bring it up, and she got Stewart to reach in and commit a foul. A little stutter dribble there, and the foul will be called on Rebecca Stewart. It'll be her first, the team's second. So by having Stahl bring it up, you don't have one of the Kissingers playing your guards man-to-man and maybe a little bit better opportunity to not trap the ball. So Gibbon spreads the ball, spreads the floor. Micah Stahl takes it to the left-hand corner, looks at the three, can't do anything. Stewart on her, needs some help. Tries to bounce it off her leg, misses the leg. As Stewart saw what was coming, and Gibbon turns it over. Boudreaux picks it up, gets it to Jamie Kissinger. Down the middle of the floor. Comes inside, good bounce pass and a foul. It'll be called on Gibbon's Harley Brown as a nice bounce pass came over to Rebecca Stewart. And Stewart will go to the line and shoot two. So still looking for our first field goal of the ball game. And the free throw on the way by Stewart is good. Our games are also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw, Stewart. Too strong. Rebound brought down by Harley Brown. And she'll go ahead and bring the ball up the floor. Met there by Brooke Kissinger between the circles. Jump pass to Micah Stahl. Give and go back to her. Drives in. Stewart knocked it out of her hands and out of bounds. Good backside help from the freshman, Rebecca Stewart. So it'll be given ball underneath their own hoop. Gibbon's going to have to get some points. That is the key tonight. They lob it into Stahl. A three off the inbounds from the top of the key. Hits the front of the rim. No good. And the rebound brought down by Sydney Stadler. Gibbon has played well. They just haven't been able to score. Kissinger with it up top to Stadler. Swings it over to Jamie Kissinger. Tries to set the screen. Kicks it back out to Brooke. Just a lot of picks up top here. Brooke Kissinger gives it off to Boudreaux. It's simply a weave around the top of the key here. They're not setting up to shoot the threes, and now Brooke finally casts one up, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Stadler, who dishes it off for Kissinger. She'll score on a foul to go along with it. And we're going to get a timeout here by Minden. Coach Rick Cremosta doesn't think his girls are hearing what he's saying. 5:07 to go in the first quarter of play. 4-0 in favor of Minden. We'll be right back.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
And we are back here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda from Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island, where the three-point play for Jamie Kissinger needs a free throw out of this timeout. She made the layup. The second foul called on Harley Brown. And Kissinger out of the timeout will put the free throw up. And it is in. So it's 5-0 in favor of Minden with 5:05 to go here in the first quarter. And Van Meter will push it up the floor for Gibbon. Gets by her defender. Comes into the paint. Six-footer. Good. And Emma Van Meter will get the Buffaloes on the board. And it's 5-2. Nice drive there. Across the timeline, Brooke Kissinger to the high post. Stewart swings it over to the right side. Boudreaux drives baseline. Comes up short with it. Rebound brought down by Emma Van Meter. Across the timeline, left side, then dribble it off her leg. The ball's loose. And Gibbon will turn it over for the fourth time here in the first quarter. Outlet pass, Boudreaux. Her pass trying to go to Stadler is picked off by Micah Stahl. Minden's first turnover. Gibbon runs. They get it to Baker. Back out of the wing. Three-pointer by Stahl is blocked by Brooke Kissinger, who closed quickly and took the ball away. Track meet as Brooke goes coast to coast, throws the runner up, and gets bailed out on a foul call here. And Coach Scott Rasmussen not going to be happy. I don't blame him. And it's on Harley Brown, and that's her third personal foul. So Brooke Kissinger will go to the line and shoot two. And Brooke's free throw is on the way, and it is bouncing around and in. Checking into the ball game will be Hannah Cutterback. And the junior Harley Brown is out for Minden. Here comes Allie Rouse into the ball game. And Boudreaux will take a breather. Second free throw, Brooke Kissinger is up, and it is in. 7-2, Minden, a team that had the lead in the fourth quarter of the state finals last year, and they just have one more step to take. They want to get back there, and this is that first step. Stahl with a little low block, works in on Stewart, tries to get the shot, instead passes it through the lane over to Melissa Baker on the right wing. Back up top to Stahl. Stahl's been very active here, moving all over the floor, making Stewart run with her. Here's the jumper, Van Meter. She draws the foul, and it did everything but go through. Two free throws coming up, and the foul's on Sydney Stadler, her first. And right now, Coach Rick Kremosta going to make another substitution. At the line is Emma Van Meter to shoot two. And the first free throw is up and skips out, no good. Checking in for Minden will be Shea Taylor, 5'6 junior, and Stadler will check out. So it looks like they'll try and do things maybe with a little quicker lineup here. Second free throw on the way, and Van Meter got that one. So Emma has all 3 points here for Gibbon. 7-3 Minden, 3:50 to go here in the first quarter of play as Brooke Kissinger brings the ball across the timeline. Over to Rouse on the right wing, trying to open up that paint. Kicks it back out top to Kissinger. Jamie bounce pass down low. Stewart backs out on the wing. There's Taylor. Open 12-footer. No good. Rebound comes down to Emma Van Meter. Van Meter will push the ball off the floor, trying to go coast to coast, and then tries to kick it out because Rouse got in her way, and the ball goes out of bounds. Van Meter stays aggressive there. She probably gets the foul call, but wanted to avoid the contact and eventually turned it over. Stewart at the other end has it at the free throw line out of the right wing. To Rouse, dumps it in the corner to Taylor. Off the pick, Kissinger, catch and shoot three. Comes up short, no good. Long rebound comes out to Kate Baker, who boxed out the shooter. And here come the Gibbon Buffaloes. Strange first quarter, but give credit to Gibbon. Their game plan is working. With it is Baker, back out top, Kate to Melissa. Drives to the right elbow to Stahl. Long three for Micah, and it's going to end up being short and out of bounds. But Gibbon at least is shooting the ball when they are open, and that's all you can ask for a team that is a substantial underdog here this evening. And they have held Minden to 7 points. Of course, the thing with Minden is if they can get a bucket, slap that pressure on, then get 6-8-10 in a hurry. Brooke Kissinger hasn't been able to hit the three, but an offensive putback for Rebecca Stewart. It's up and in. 3 points now for Stewart. Minden not zone trapping here. So across the timeline, Emma Van Meter. That's one thing Gibbon obviously practice. Get the ball in and go. And as Van Meter drives, we've got a blocking foul on the high post called against Minden. It's going to go against Shea Taylor. And that'll be her first. That's the fourth foul on Minden. Each team has been whistled for four. And Stahl will check out. And Michaela Walker will check in as Gibbon throws it in on the wing to Baker. Skips it up top to Kate. Kissinger on her. Kate back over to Melissa. She's going to fire up that three-pointer. It's too strong. Rebound brought down by Rebecca Stewart, her third. Trying to keep it away from Brooke Kissinger, and doing the job there is Melissa Baker. So up the floor they come to Allie Rouse. Back out to Jamie Kissinger. Quickly down to Stewart and has another spin up and in. Stewart got position on the low block right side, and now it's 11-3. Minden with back-to-back buckets, leading by 8 with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Van Meter pushes the ball up the floor. Emma, left side of the key, dishes it off there for the jumper by Walker. Off the front of the rim, no good. Fighting for the loose ball, and it's going to be grabbed by Melissa Baker, and an over-the-back foul called on Minden. And it's going to go on Brooke Kissinger. That is her second. And Gibbon will throw it in on the baseline. That's Hannah Cutterback to do so. Comes it out in the corner to Michaela Walker. Walker fires the 18-footer. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Shea Taylor. Over to Brooke Kissinger, trying to put some pressure on her. She comes across the timeline. Brooke swings it down low. Two players in the same vicinity, but Stewart picks it up. Then the ball is deflected there by Walker and stolen away. Nice job of Michaela Walker to get her hand in the passing lane, and the Buffaloes bring the ball up the floor. Baker fakes the three, tries to take a dribble to the left and fire. It's still covered by Kissinger. Over to Walker, loses her dribble, bounce pass over to Kate Baker, hits the man-to-man, tries to come through traffic, does, and scores. Kate Baker went through Kissinger and cuts it to 6, 11-5. Kissinger at the top of the circle, trying to come off the screen, left side. Baker trying to keep up with her stutter dribble, one-hand runner on the right side, no good. Ball goes off Brooke and out of bounds. Brooke Kissinger, two free throws, and that's been it. She's a little cold from the field right now. And Gibbon will get the ball back, and now Minden will slap on that full court pressure. Naomi Trevino has checked in for Gibbon. Gibbon knows that they've got to use some subs in this game, although Gibbon hasn't used a whole lot. They went seven deep. Try to get it to Trevino in the paint. It goes over her head, off of a whippet, and out of bounds. 46 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and Gibbon playing hard here in what could be their final game of the year. What everybody thinks will be their final game of the year, I guess would be the fair way to say it. Gibbon's playing hard. And if they'd hit a couple of those outside shots, it'd really be interesting. Baker, right-hand corner. Kate stops, and her foot slid. They'll call a walk. That's the sixth turnover on Gibbon. Sneaker didn't hold there for her. We got 34 seconds to go in the first quarter here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, Minden, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. As Jamie Kissinger brings the ball across the timeline, gives it to Rouse. Back of the ball game is Sydney Stadler on the right elbow. She takes it back to her, playing some catch, trying to get it to Brooke Kissinger. Covered there by Trevino, looking for the back cut. It's covered. Finally swings it over to Rouse with 15 seconds in the corner to Taylor. 13-footer all the way around and out. No good, but the ball bounced around long enough that Jamie Kissinger picked it up. Her shot no good, and then the ball goes out of bounds to Gibbon. Man, oh, man. The bright thing, or the silver lining here for Minden is this is going to be the supposed easiest game they have left the rest of the season, and they are getting away with not playing well in the first 8 minutes, or at least shooting well, we should say. Let's see if Gibbon can get a shot away. Midcourt with 2 seconds, 1 second. Van Meter, the runner at the horn, no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. And give the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes credit. They've come out here and battled in the first quarter, even though fourth-ranked Minden leads it 11-5 in the opening round of the C-19 sub-district. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Lady Whippets will get the ball to start the second quarter, leading Gibbon 11-5 after one here at the C-19 sub-district. And the pass to Jamie Kissinger from Brooke goes behind her in the right-hand corner as they tried to throw at the width of the floor and out of bounds. Minden has 3 turnovers, Gibbon 6. 5 points for Rebecca Stewart, leading Minden. Rebounds, 8 for Gibbon and 7 for Minden. Emma Van Meter has 3 of the 5 points here for the Buffaloes. So they have the ball and a jumper on the right wing from 18. Harley Brown on the way. No good. She has 3 fouls. And the rebound brought down by Sydney Stadler. But Coach Rasmussen says, what the heck? This is well played in the first half as they get it down to Stewart, and we'll say she's bumped as she tries to catch the basketball. Oh, no, it's on Harley Brown. That is her fourth personal foul with 7:25 to go here in the second quarter. And Harley got caught up in the wrong spot there, so she's out. And back in is Hannah Cutterback. So it will be Minden basketball. Into the right-hand corner, a three. Jamie Kissinger floats it up and in. That's the first three of the game for either team. Both teams were 0-3 from beyond the arc in the first quarter. 14-5, Minden with the lead. Given on the left wing, Kate Baker. Up top to Melissa, swings it over to Stahl. Stahl tries to answer with the three. Off the back of the iron, no good. And Cutterback is going to be called over the back. Calling it fairly close here in the first half. Anna with her first personal foul. Sixth team foul, I guess that's what will come of this, is that we may see a lot of free throws here in the first half of play. As Brooke Kissinger will bring the ball right down the middle of the floor. High post to Stadler. Baseline to Boudreau. Boudreau back to Brooke off the screen for the three, and it's good. Those threes start adding up in a hurry for the Minden Lady Whippets, and it goes from 6 to 12 in a matter of two possessions here. Up the floor with it, Van Meter. Stops on the left wing, kicks it back out, Stahl. Off the screen, good screen set there by Van Meter. Into Cutterback on the post, didn't shoot it, kicked it out to Baker from 15, who drains it. Kate Baker with her second bucket, and it's 17-7. Minden with the 10-point lead. Kissinger to the high post, gives it to Stadler. Just the same offense every time down the floor. Brooke for three from the same exact spot on the right wing, but that time it's no good. Had a foul on the rebound, called on Minden. It's going to be on Elena Boudreau. That'll be her first. And the sixth team foul. And we've got a timeout here called by the Gibbon Buffaloes. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney at a high school concession stand near you. 6:17 to go, first half. Minden 17, Gibbon 7.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium, where we have 6:17 to go in the first half of our girls' semifinals. C19 sub-district, Minden 17 and Gibbon 7. Gibbon out of the timeout. We'll bring the ball to the floor with a left-handed dribble of Melissa Baker. She'll give it to Cutterback in the front court. Over to Stahl. And it goes off her foot out of bounds. And Gibbon thought that maybe Stahl was hand-checked there by Sydney Stadler. They don't get the call, and that'll be Gibbon's seventh turnover. And Minden will throw it in on the far side. I post Stewart, who checked in during the timeout, decides to drive, and they're going to say, nope, one too many steps, and Minden will give the ball right back. So in the exchange, it'll be given ball in the backcourt against pressure. They get it into Stahl. Kind of wait for everybody else to clear out, but now Minden's putting more pressure on with the switch. Outlet pass over Baker's head and out of bounds. So Minden really didn't try to utilize that full court pressure in the first quarter, and they've slapped it on here the last couple of minutes, and it's given them some problems, as Allie Rouse will throw the ball in to Brooke Kissinger. Both Kissingers, Rouse, Stadler, and Stewart on the floor for the Lady Whippets. Between the legs, Brooke Kissinger over to Rouse. Rouse to the baseline to Stadler. Stadler inside Stewart. She's deep, but she can't get the shot. Kicks it out. Jamie Kissinger, left corner three. No good. Offensive rebound. Gets into the hands of Kissinger. She'll put it up and in. Jamie now with eight. Sydney Stadler, credit for the rebound as she slapped it over to her. 19-7, Minden. Micah Stahl brings the ball across the timeline, working on Stewart. It stops when she gets across that timeline, and she's trapped, so a timeout will be called here by Gibbon. It's a 30-second timeout, 5:16 to go in the first half. It's 19-7 Minden. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Don't forget, coming up at the half, the Ravetta Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats of this ball game. We'll talk about some of the other games going on in the area and preview our second game between Kearney Catholic and St. Paul. Plus, state wrestling's coming up. We'll be live in Omaha all weekend long. Given basketball, and with it is Van Meter, looking to get it to cut it back. Hannah really didn't want it too bad, so they get it to Kate Baker, but all this is out around midcourt. Guarded here by Rouse of the tight man-to-man. Kate looking for a screen, and we have got a foul away from the ball on the screen. It's going to be on Allie Rouse running through the screen, and that'll be the first foul on Allie. And now we shoot free throws for the final 5 minutes of the first half. And at the line, shooting the one-and-one will be Emma Van Meter. She's one of two, has 3 points, and the free throw's good. 4 points for Van Meter, 19-8 Minden. 4:57 to go here in the first half. Second free throw up, and it's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Sydney Stanner. That's her fourth here in the first half. Edmund wants to run a little bit, but Gibbons done a good job of getting back. Stewart at the top of the circle, gives it off to Kissinger. Jamie works it, bounce pass underneath to Stewart. The layup's up and in. 7 for Rebecca Stewart, but what a great pass by Jamie Kissinger to make it 21-8. Trying to travel to backcourt. The ball gets across the timeline to Van Meter. Dumps it down to the baseline to Baker. Kate looks, drives inside Stewart, blocks it from behind. The ball is loose, and it looks like it'll be picked up by a Gibbon. Cutback runs down the loose ball. Hannah with her back to the basket puts the ball on the floor, and Jamie Kissinger comes in and knocks it away, but picked up there by Melissa Baker. Good job by Gibbon to stay active here. Lob it over to Cutback, guarded by Stadler. Hannah gets rid of it to Stahl. Tries to square up, nowhere to go. Micah with the dribble. Brings it to the high post. Back up top, Baker. Here's the three, Melissa, off to the right elbow, right side of the rim, and the shot is no good. Stadler will pull down another rebound. Outlet pass to Rouse in the right wing to Stewart, free throw line. Ball fake, they call her for that walk. Where you start before you dribble. And Gibbon brings back in Michaela Walker to the lineup. For Gibbon, they will lose 3 senior starters next year in the Baker girls and Micah Stahl. They do have 4 freshmen suited tonight. Pretty young team. Of course, Harley Brown on the bench with 4 fouls here in the first half. With it out front, Baker had the 5-second count, then got away. Up top they go to Van Meter. Left-hand dribble to Stahl. Off the screen, long 3 by Stahl. No good, 0 of 6 from the outside. Nobody grabs it, and out of bounds it goes. And Shea Taylor now will come in for Minden, and Naomi Trevino for Gibbon. 3:32 to go in the first half. Minden 21 and Gibbon 8. Here in the C19 sub-districts. Normally you would say winner go home, but Minden and Kearney Catholic are sitting 2-3 in the wild card. There are no assurances that the loser will get in, though. Free throw line jumper Stewart, no good. Jamie Kissinger got the rebound, got blocked underneath there by Melissa Baker. It's still Minden ball, but they lose it. Ball picked up there by Trevino. She's headed the other way, runs right into Kissinger, and Jamie takes it right back. Outlet pass to Brooke. She'll drive, get the foul, and score. Brooke Kissinger now with 7 points and has a chance to make it 8 on the foul. And the foul going on Gibbon Buffalo's Emma Van Meter, her 2nd. And Brooke Kissinger's free throw is going to bounce off the rim, no good. And the rebound brought down by Trevino, her 1st. 3 minutes remaining here in the first half, 23-8 at the other end. Baker's open. Kate takes the 16-footer, but it's too strong. Backside rebound, Walker. Offensive board underneath the Baker again, but Stadler has her cut off from the hoop. Out to Walker. She'll make the 10-footer. Michaela Walker with her 1st bucket, and it's 23-10. Minden. 2:40 to go here on the baseline. Stadler uncovered. They lost her, and she'll make the layup. Saar from half court made the long pass, and Stadler had the easy part, just laying it in. At least you always think that's the easy part. 25-10. Stadler with her 1st bucket. Fan meter across the timeline, and another running through a screen, this time Jamie Kissinger. Gibbons doing a good job of setting screens out around the 28-foot mark, the volleyball line between the top of the key and the mid-court line, so that they can free up their ball handler, whoever that might be. And a 1-1, but first Elena Boudreaux is going to come in for Stadler, and at the line, Melissa Baker here for the Buffaloes. Baker looking for her first point of the ball game, and the free throw is up and right through there. So Baker will earn the bonus. Second free throw now. On the way, and it's good. Nothing but net for Melissa Baker. Hits a couple of free throws, 25-12. Minden with the lead, 2:20 to go here in the second quarter. And with it up top is Brooke Kissinger, gives it to Jamie off the screen, fakes the three, and they're starting to blow that quick whistle. That is something that is going to be of concern to Minden in the postseason, especially if it's officials once they get to state, if they get to state, which they should. That little hop, that little jump that sometimes, especially the Kissinger girls, have gotten used to. As the press is broken, Van Meter takes the outside jumper from 10. It rattles around, no good. Offensive rebound, put back up, and a foul called. Gibbons got a chance here. And the foul's on Elena Boudreaux. That is her second. The offensive board to Trevino, and she gets to go to the line and shoot two. Naomi, a 5'5 junior, puts the free throw on the way, and it is no good. Checking in Allie Rouse for the Whippets, and Boudreaux will check out. The first round has been scary to Minden more often than it should be, and you know those always creep into the coaching staff's head, even if they are different girls. Second free throw, Trevino, is nothing but net. So the last 3 points from the free throw line here for Gibbon, 25-13, Minden by 12. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Allie Rouse up top tries to drop it baseline to Shea Taylor, trying to get it inside. It's deflected, but ends up in the hands of Rebecca Stewart, who has the point-blank bank in to make it 27-13. 9 points for Stewart. Up the floor, Trevino. Oh, she got trapped. Good wraparound pass, though. She knew where her teammate was. Walker to Trevino, but the short jumper won't go. And Allie Rouse grabs the rebound. Up to Kissinger, threads the needle, reverse layup. Stewart, though, won't go. She was a little off balance. And the rebound brought down by Emma Van Meter. Up ahead to Melissa Baker. She says, let's slow this down. Back out to Van Meter. A minute 15 to go here in the first half. The lane opens. Van Meter drives. One-hand runner from eight is good. Emma Van Meter now with 6 points. And you kind of hope that the Gibbon girls would have been able to do this against some other teams this year. They look pretty good. Baseline jumper, Shea Taylor. She'll hit it at the other end and get some offense here for the Lady Whippets. 29-15 Minden. 50 seconds to go here in the half. Gibbon across the timeline. Van Meter with the basketball. Brings it to the right wing. Off the pick. Ball screen. Gives it to Baker. Kate to the high post. To Walker. Out to Melissa Baker. Quick three on the way. Wedges in there between the rim of the glass. No good. Jamie Kissinger with the rebound. At midcourt. Picture dribble up. Gives it to Rouse. 30 seconds to go in the half. Rouse. Low block Stewart. Back to Kissinger. And we're going to get a 3-second call on Rebecca Stewart. And that is the sixth turnover of the quarter on Minden. And checking in now for the Whippets, here comes Jenna Denny. The freshman will slide in there and give Brooke Kissinger a breather. Brooke does have 2 fouls. No need to pick up another one here with 27 seconds left to go in the half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. And right now, Gibbon gets the ball in against Allie Rouse. Van Meter, long pass, but there's nobody there but white jerseys, and it's the 10th Gibbon turnover. Stewart up to Jamie Kissinger with 15. Jamie pulls up three, and nothing but net. Jamie Kissinger with her second three, and it's 32-15. And the score will look like a blowout here in the first half, but really not. Gibbon, can they cast up a long three? It's blocked at the horn, and that is the end of the first half of play. It is Minden 32 and Gibbon 15. Minden hitting 3 three-pointers in this third quarter to kind of give them a little bit of room here. But Gibbon definitely come out with a game plan, and they're doing the best they can at 5-15 against an 18-3 team that has most of their team back from the state finals last year. We'll take a break. Be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium here at Grand Island Northwest High School for Sub-District Girls Basketball action on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County. For business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. It is the fourth-ranked Minden Lady Whippets, the number one seed in the sub-district, leading the fourth seed Gibbon 32-15 here at the half, and we'll run down the numbers in just a little bit. Our next game here will be between Kearney Catholic, who's actually ranked higher than Minden, taking on, even though they're the number two seed at 21-2, taking on a St. Paul team that is 6-14. They started the year with a couple of wins, had a real bad January where they just played a lot of good teams like Minden and Kearney Catholic and Sandy Creek, and they put together a losing streak that got them on the wrong side of 500 in a hurry. And then they have went 2-2 down the stretch, including their last loss to Class B state-rated Holdridge. Earlier this year, Kearney Catholic defeated St. Paul 65-24 at St. Paul. So, again, one of those where the hands will be full for the Lady Wildcats and first-year coach Brent Denslogge. But as you can see, you're just trying to get out here and make your ball club better. Only a couple of seniors on that St. Paul team. For Kearney Catholic, maybe a little pressure on the Lady Stars. They are sitting third of the wild card standings, and if Kearney Catholic and Minden can both pick up wins tonight, that will be a huge game coming up on Thursday night, and we'll have it for you at 7 o'clock here on Classic Hits. We'll take a break, be back with more right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher
Clip. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, the brackets came out today for Class A and B girls districts, which start next week, and the C and D boys sub-districts. Let's give you a quick look at those. Class A girls, Kearney High will play North Platte on Tuesday, 1 week from tonight. That game is at Millard West, tipping off at 7:15. And then Grand Island will be at Lincoln Southwest on Tuesday night at 5:45. In Class B, most of the area teams will be at Grand Island Senior High, where on Tuesday night, Aurora will play Hastings. And then the winner of that will play Northwest on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Holdridge and Lexington play next Thursday at 7:45, with the Class B finals coming up on Friday the 22nd. Getting a look at the boys' side of things, let's start with the bracket right here in the C19. There will be a play-in game on Monday when the St. Paul boys will take on Centura, a team that they have beat this year. That game next Monday night will tip off at 7 o'clock Then next Tuesday, the winner of that will play Kearney Catholic at 5:45. And 1 week from tonight, the Minden boys will take on Gibbon at 7:30, and we will have those games for you, as well as the boys' sub-district final on the 21st here on Classic Hits 98.9. Halftime, it is the Minden girls leading Gibbon 32-15 in the C19 sub-district semifinals. We'll give you the stats after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half stats of our first semifinal. And for Gibbon, Harley Brown, a lot of foul trouble, didn't get to play much. She has one rebound. Emma Van Meter leads the way with 6 points and three rebounds. Melissa Baker has 2 points from the free throw line, four rebounds and a block shot. Kate Baker, 4 points and a rebound. Michaela Walker, 2 points and a rebound. And Naomi Trevino, 1 point and two rebounds. Eight rebounds in the first quarter, four in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 4 of 6 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first and 0 of 4 in the second. And turnovers for Gibbon, 6 in the first and 4 in the second. Foul situation, 2 on Van Meter, 4 on Harley Brown. 5 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second, and at the half, Gibbon has 15 points, 12 rebounds, 5 out of 8 at the free throw line, 0 of 7 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 10 turnovers. For the Minden Lady Whippets, Shea Taylor, 2 points, a rebound, and a block shot. Allie Rouse has a rebound. Brooke Kissinger, 7 points, a rebound, and a block shot. Elena Boudreau, 1 point, 1 rebound. Jamie Kissinger leads the way with 11 points and 2 rebounds. Rebecca Stewart, 9 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. And Sydney Stadler, 2 points and 5 rebounds. 7 rebounds in each quarter for Minden at the free throw line, 5 of 7 in the first quarter, 0 of 1 in the second, 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, and 3 of 5 in the second quarter. Turnovers for Minden, 2 in the first, but 6 in the second quarter of play. Foul situation, Brooke Kissinger and Elena Boudreau have 2. Minden had 11 points in the first quarter, 21 in the second, and at the half, the Whippets have 32 points, 14 rebounds. 5 out of 8 at the free throw line, 3 of 8 from 3-point land, 3 blocks and 8 turnovers, and 18-3, Minden leading 5-15, given at the half 32-15. We will be back with second half action in a moment. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way, is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers!
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
We're ready for second half basketball as the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes will get it in. And the interesting thing to watch right here, how much more will Minden turn up the heat and get some intensity going? And it looks like they're trying, but Gibbon had it set up. Van Meter off the inbound, drives left side, couple of screens to Baker up top, and some miscommunication. The ball tipped, though, by Brooke Kissinger just barely as it goes out of bounds, and Gibbon will get to keep it. Gibbon knew what was coming, and they were set up for it, but to go for it and through it for the next 8 minutes or so is going to be pretty tough, but let's see how they handle it. Inbounds out to midcourt, Kate Baker trying to set the screen. She'll drive to the right wing. Back out top to Stahl. Minden stays in that man-to-man. Gibbon continues to spread the floor into Harley Brown. Ball knocked away by Boudreaux, and it's going to go out of bounds off of the Gibbon Buffaloes. That'll be the 11th turnover for Gibbon, and to tell you the truth, that's not too bad considering what Minden has done to most teams this year, that those 10 turnovers really aren't all that high. Ball on the right wing. And Minden with it out to Brooke Kissinger, high post to Stewart. Looking for the cutter to Kissinger, right corner, drives baseline. The runner comes up way short, might have been partially tipped. Coming out of there with a basketball will be Emma Van Meter. Van Meter pushed it up the floor, got a two-on-one, tries to make the pass, and then it's kicked away and picked up by the Whippets. That's one of those where Gibbon really can't afford the extra pass as Stewart gets it down low. Good wraparound to Boudreaux, misses the short one in traffic. Rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger. And they'll kick it out to Brooke for three, but before she makes it, we've got a three-second violation called on Minden. I think once they got the rebound, they kicked it out, and nobody got out of the lane. So it'll be Gibbon basketball against some full-court pressure, but it's man-to-man. So they clear out and let whoever bring up the ball. This time it's going to be Baker, and Melissa gets it across to Brown. Back cut to Brown, right towards the hoop, puts it up and in. Harley Brown with her first bucket of the ball game. Nice pass down low, and it's 32-17. Gibbon gets the first points here in the second half. Boudreaux open on the right wing. They sag on her to the high post. Stewart, right elbow, back to the corner, Stadler. And here's a fine case of a couple of men and girls not shooting the ball. Stadler wide open, doesn't take the 10-footer, and then the ball is bounced around, and Jamie Kissinger runs it down before it goes out of bounds. Out on the wing. Now she drives, puts the runner up off the square, and scores. 13 points for Jamie Kissinger, and it's 34-17. Minden on the board here for the first time in the third quarter. 6:05 to go. Baker, Melissa gives it off to Stahl over on the right wing to Van Meter. Again, another foul on Minden fighting through the screens, and that time Stahl hit the deck pretty hard, and the foul's on Jamie Kissinger. Good, tight screens being set here by the Gibbon Lady Buffs. And Allie Rouse comes in, and Boudreaux going to check out here for Minden. Gibbon to throw it in for the baseline. Try to go short, and it's going to be knocked away by Brooke Kissinger. The ball is loose and taken right back by the Lady Buffaloes. Good hustle by Baker. Gives it to Stahl. And holding on to the ball right now will be Micah. Decides to dribble against Stewart. Stays outside the arc. Van Meter kicks it back out top to Baker. Melissa will find Kate. It's pass and screen, three-pointer. Melissa Baker right on target, but missed short, got her own rebound, drives, has it blocked and taken away by Jamie Kissinger. And off to the races go Minden, but Gibbons back defensively, out to Brooke in the right wing. Pick four, three, comes up way short, didn't get there, and the ball brought down again by Melissa Baker. Baker will bring it across the timeline to Van Meter. 34-17 Minden, 5:10 to go here in the third quarter of play. Kate Baker gives it off to Stahl. I'll tell you what, Gibbons doing it well. On the way, the jumper rattles in and out from 19 feet by Van Meter, and the rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger. Her fourth, and the outlet pass to the other end. A foul is called on Gibbon. It's going to be on Emma Van Meter, and that's her third. She's got three. Brown's got four. Nobody else on the team is even in trouble. In fact, the rest of the team has one total. Inbounds pass out to the free throw line. Stewart's jumper is good. So Rebecca Stewart, who can score inside easily, can also take it out a little bit. She now has 11. And Van Meter brings it up the floor here for Gibbon to Micah Stahl. The only problem, well, many problems, but Gibbon, how long can they keep this up before they run out of gas? Try to throw it into Baker. Kate gets tripped up, but a foul called. And Jamie Kissinger tries to help her up. And the foul's going to be called on Allie Rouse. That's her second. And it will be Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop. Gibbon just continues to work. Looking, throw it out towards midcourt. And Rouse, with her back to the play, almost knocked it out of there. Kate Baker grabs it, gives it to Melissa off the pick. Back to Stahl. Thought about the three at the top of the circle. Stadler on her, trying to force it in to Brown, but going over the top and deflecting it is Kissinger. Gibbon still has the basketball, and there's a double dribble. That'll be a turnover on the Buffaloes, their fourth of the quarter and 14th of the basketball game. 36-17, Minden with the lead. But they have only scored 4 points here in the third quarter, and we're midway through it. Out of the right wing, Allie Rouse into the corner to Stewart, who's outside the arc. Gives it to the free throw line. Stadler takes the jumper, and that time it's good. Second bucket for Sydney Stadler, and it's 38-17, and a timeout going to be called here by Gibbon. It's a 30-second timeout with 3:55 to go in the third quarter of play. It is Minden 38, Gibbon 17. You're listening to the girls' C-19 sub-district on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rippit, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And this timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney at a high school concession stand near you. Two timeouts remaining now for the Gibbon Buffaloes with 3:55 to go in the third quarter. They've been battling, but it is a major uphill climb here against Minden, who has a comfortable lead at 38-17. But they have never, at least not yet, put on a big run in this game. Gibbon will break the press up to Melissa Baker, all by herself on the right wing against Rouse. Drop step back out Van Meter. And they go back into that high weave. Pass and screen. You pass it, you screen who you threw it to. Up top Baker. Melissa can't handle it. Rouse got her hand in there and knocked it away that time. As Minden's getting a little wiser to the play. Up the floor, Brooke Kissinger lowers her shoulder and foul going to be called. And it's going to be on Melissa Baker, her first. Harley Brown was in the vicinity, and again, she's got four, so needs to be careful. And now cutback to check in for Gibbon, and Micah Stahl will check out. Minden ball in front of their own bench. Don't forget, coming up next, Kearney Catholic and St. Paul, game number two. Rouse with it off the screen, up top of the key to Stewart. Looking for the cutter. Swings it right side to Kissinger. Jamie ball fake. Drives. Kicks it back out behind her back to Rouse to Brooke. Brooke drives. Got tripped. And they'll give her the foul. Two shots coming up for Brooke Kissinger. And the blocking foul on Melissa Baker. So two quick ones on her. And Brooke Kissinger, who is 2 of 3 at the line, has 7 points. And she'll shoot 2 free throws. First one on the way, and it's good. Brooke has kind of quit doing the jump shot free throw, has come more steady now as she has grown through her junior years. Second free throw, flicked right up there and in. So two more for Brooke Kissinger, and it's 40-17. Minden with the lead. Outlet pass to Cunnemack. Gives it to Baker. Melissa starts the dribble on Rouse. Now gets across the timeline. Switches. Back out top to Van Meter. A lot of screens way out top here for Gibbon. They know they've got to keep the Minden pressure off of them. But now they've got to hit a scoring drought again. They've only got 2 points here in the half. Up top, Brown passes up on the long three. Gives it to cutback back to Brown. 17-footer. Off the front, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. And it will be off of Minden. So Gibbon gets another opportunity. And Gibbon to throw it in. Looking. Bounce pass, right-hand corner. Melissa Baker. Holds the ball, goes right elbow to Cunnaback. Back to Baker. She's got to look at a three, and it's good. First three of the game for the Gibbon Buffaloes. They're 1-9, and Melissa Baker now has 5 points. 40-20. Minden has this game doubled up, but looking at the point total over the last month here for Gibbon, they don't get to 30 often as Brooke Kissinger fires a long three. No good, but Stadler, great rebound, puts it up and in. Stadler crashing the boards that time, able to haul it in for her 6 point. 42-20. Ball in the backcourt, knocked out of bounds by Jamie Kissinger, but can't save it. So the ball will come over to the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes. And Elena Boudreaux checks in. And Gibbon will throw it in front of their own bench. Drop it into Van Meter. They'll sag on her until she comes into the front court. Guarded by Boudreaux. Cutterback sets the screen. They're going to call Hannah Cutterback for the illegal screen. They called enough running over the screen that they thought maybe they'd throw one out at Gibbon. And so Hannah with her second personal foul. And a ball comes over to Minden. Cutterback going to check out, but she was already coming out. They were waiting to bring Michaela Walker in before that foul, so she's not being yanked because of the foul. Brooke Kissinger, as they spread the floor, drives, running layup off the mark. Sydney Stadler, though, offensive rebound, back up and in. And Minden has found something here with Stadler now in the third quarter. 44-20, pressure on. Get it to Walker. Outlet pass, Baker. Brings it across the timeline. And kind of dribbles in place there against Rouse. Makes a move with a crossover, dribble to the top of the circle. Swings it to Van Meter. Van Meter into the paint. And we've got a reach-in foul called on Minden. And this goes on Rouse. That'll be the third on Alley. And the third team foul of the half here on the Minden Lady Whippets. She'll come out, and Shea Taylor will check in. And a given ball underneath their own hoop. Try to force it in. It's kicked out of bounds. Tried to go low post backside there to Melissa Baker. And Baker runs it down before it gets out in the hallway here at Northwest. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to be here as we bring you High School Hoops postseason edition. Inbounds to Walker on the left wing. A couple of dribbles goes up top to Brown. Brown dribbles, got around Kissinger, and a nice shot up and in by Harley Brown off the hip there of Jamie Kissinger. And all the Gibbon folks applauding that one. 44-22, Brooke Kissinger trying to answer at the other end, and it goes in and out, no good, a left-hand runner, fighting for the loose ball, and will we get a jump? No, picked up by Brooke Kissinger. She is going to be missing the shot and going over the back for a foul. All that happening very quickly there. I think Jamie Kissinger is the one that actually got the rebound, and Brooke with her third foul. Baseball pass to break the press here, all the way to the other end to Kate Baker. And then she dribbles it off a foot. The ball is loose. Players on the floor. We'll get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Minden. So good hustle both ways. Gibbon with their sixth turnover, though, of the third quarter. That's 16 in the game. Minden has 2 in the quarter and 10 in the game. Rebecca Stewart re-enters the game here for Minden, and Stadler checks out. 48 seconds to go here in quarter number 3. 44-22, Minden. Up top, Brooke Kissinger off the screen. 17-footer up and in. 11 points now for Brooke, and it's 46-22. Gibbon with the ball. With it is Harley Brown. Up ahead to Van Meter. Van Meter dribbles it to the top of the circle. Keeps going, left side of the key. Turns and kicks it back out to Melissa Baker, who drives and kicks it out. Great ball, fake Van Meter. Baseline jumper spins out, though no good. Good move, just wouldn't drop for her. Rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger. And as she brought the ball up right sideline, she's forced out of bounds there by Gibbon. They say she dribbles on the sideline. And now Micah Stahl comes back in for Gibbon. And Jenna Denny back in for Minden. Rick Kissinger will take an extra breather. Gibbon, 15 seconds to try and get a good shot away here at the end of the third quarter. Van Meter will take it. Over to Baker, Kate to Melissa off the screen. Back to Van Meter, 7 seconds. To Baker, good ball fake to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Kate, ball fake, 13-footer off the front of the horn. And that is the horn, you hear it off the front of the iron, no good. And at the end of 3, your score is Minden 46 and Gibbon 22. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this on Classic Hits. Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now with a storefront in Ord. They're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Rosencrantz Gymnasium at Grand Island Northwest High School, where we start the fourth quarter, Gibbon basketball, but Minden in control, 46-22. But maybe not quite the way that we would have envisioned it here today, as Micah Stahl dribbles to the left wing, tipped but picked up by Baker, to Van Meter, skip pass, deflected but picked up by Harley Brown on the right baseline. Harley to the cutter, that's Baker, and as Kate drives the hoop, we're going to get a hand check foul called on the Whippets. Ben Klein says it's on Jenna Denny with her first personal foul, and Gibbon to throw it in. Quick three in the right-hand corner is up and good by Micah Stahl. Catch and fire. Micah Stahl with her first bucket. So after missing their first 8 3-pointers, Gibbon has now hit 2 in a row. 46-25. It's still Emma Van Meter leading the way with 6 points. At the other end, Stewart fighting for a loose ball in the paint and can't win that battle. Minden's 12th turnover. And Emma Van Meter will bring it across the timeline. Puts it off to Baker. Melissa to Kate. Back to Van Meter. Looking inside. They get it to Brown. Brown turnaround jumper from 9. It's up and in. 6 points here in the half for Harley Brown. She was saddled with 4 fouls in the first half, got her 4th foul with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Jamie Kissinger brings it to Shea Taylor on the low block. Stewart back out top to Denny. Jenna kicks it back over to Kissinger. Jamie a long three, and it's nothing but twine. Wow. And timeout on the floor here by Minden so that they can get Brooke Kissinger, I believe, back in the ball game. 7:05 left to go in the contest. Minden 49, Gibbon 27. We'll be right back.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carl and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Out of the timeout, the Buffaloes bring it up the floor. Baker, Melissa hits her second three. That's 3 in a row now for Gibbon. And it is 49-30 after the Baker three in the right-hand corner. And at the other end, Harley Brown comes in and steals the ball away. And you can tell the disgust on the Minden coaching staff over here. They do not feel that their team is playing well, and Jamie Kissinger gets called for a foul. And it's just one of those games where you don't have to play well to win. You just can't make too many mistakes, and it's 49-30 Minden, but not the kind of momentum they wanted going into Thursday night, where presumably it'll be their toughest, one of their toughest games of the year. You can't say toughest because Holdridge and Northwest, really good. Kearney Catholic has taken their cracks against Pierce and Seward and didn't come out on top either. Kearney Catholic and St. Paul, our next game here on Classic Hits. With it on the left wing, Baker. 49-30. The lead was as much as 23. It's currently 19. Van Meter off the pick. Brings it to the right elbow. Gets in the paint. Kicks it to the baseline. And wide open Stahl drives and scores. It's too bad this is the last game of the year for Gibbon because they've got it figured out. How this team didn't score like this, I mean, they just played Cozad. They played some other teams here recently that were really tough. But St. Paul and Cozad, they look good. And Minden, as good as they are, steps out of bounds, driving the baseline. That is their 14th turnover. I'll tell you what, I don't know what the motivational tactics are for Coach Cremosta, but I wouldn't be shocked to see five new kids in here in the next minute. It's not a deep team. They don't play a lot of girls except, you know, when they get way up. And just a little surprising here as the ball is dribbled out of bounds off of Brooke Kissinger's leg, trying to step through that screen. And it's not to say that Minden's not good because they always do try hard, but just a little weird out here tonight, and Gibbon has given them a lot more fits than anybody would have imagined. And good for the Buffaloes. Micah Stahl with it between the circles. Swings it over to Harley Brown. One-on-one with Jamie Kissinger. Pulls up for three. Almost banked it in from the right wing, but Rebecca Stewart will grab the loose ball. She's got the rebound off to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke's got 11. Jamie's got 16. Stewart's got 11. The big three for the Whippets. Stadler, free throw line, takes one dribble, puts the 10-footer up and in, and she got fouled on the arm. And Sydney now has 10 points in the basketball game. That's more than she usually gets in a contest. And we mentioned earlier that she wasn't shooting the ball. Well, she has found a spot now. And the foul on Emma Van Meter is her fourth, so she and Harley Brown each have four. The free throw short, tries to follow the shot. Jamie Kissinger grabs it, and a foul going to be called on the offensive rebound, the seventh for Kissinger. And the foul is going to be called on Micah Stahl. That'll be her first. So two free throws now for Jamie Kissinger. She's one of one at the line, and now she's one of two. As the first one is up, too strong. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show with the final stats that will get you ready for Kearney Catholic and St. Paul. Hannah Cutterback checks in. Micah Stahl out. Second free throw, Jamie Kissinger up and in. 4 in the quarter and 17 in the game, 52-32. Minden leads it by 20 over the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes. With it up top will be Baker. Melissa to cut it back, right back to Melissa Baker. Gets free of her defender, trying to switch back off a couple of screens. Rouse finds out there for Minden. Kate Baker back out to Melissa. Basically the same thing every time, but this time the pass goes through cutback's hands and the first turnover of the fourth quarter for Gibbon. Jamie Kissinger pushes it up the floor, surveys, nobody to throw to, so she'll take the running left-hander. It's no good, and Harley Brown will grab the rebound. Waits for the traffic to clear, and Harley will bring it up the floor. Down the middle of the floor, gives it over to Melissa Baker. Brooke Kissinger right on her. 5 second count on, and a hand check foul called on Brooke Kissinger. Right in the ear of the official was Coach Scott Rasmussen, literally a foot away. And he got the call. Brooke with her fourth personal foul here. And that will send Baker to the line to shoot a 1-1. Melissa to put the front end of this one on the way. And it is good. Well, she's 3 of 3 at the line. Has 2 threes and now has 9 points. And that leads the way for the Lady Buffs. Second free throw for Baker. And, of course, that one doesn't go in now that we talk about it. And Stewart will grab her fifth rebound. 52-33 Minden. 4:10 to go in the game. For Kissinger across the timeline over the right wing to Rouse. Baseline Stewart right side. Kicks it out to Stadler. To Brooke Kissinger, top of the key. Catch and shoot three, no good. Nobody boxes out Stadler, but she misses the putback. And the rebound comes down to Harley Brown. So given fortunate there, Stadler did miss an offensive putback. Brown will bring the ball up the floor. Try to find Kate Baker in the right-hand corner. And over her head, it sails out of bounds. Don't forget, not only do we have basketball this week, but state wrestling coverage Friday night, live, beginning at 5 o'clock, the semifinal round here on Classic Hits. Minden has 3 kids going. Gibbon has 6. Kearney Catholic and St. Paul will be following everybody. It should be some great races. Grand Island, Amherst trying to win again. Central City is in the C race. Brooke Kissinger's 3. Skips out, no good. Rebound brought down by the Buffaloes. And Melissa Baker with her 7th board of the ball game, all 5-3 of her. She's battling in there for every one of them. And Gibbon spreading the floor again, stretching it down inside to Brown. Covered, kicks it out to Baker for a 12-footer. No good. Fight for the loose ball, and we've got a foul called on Gibbon as Jamie Kissinger is able to pick it up. And that looks like it's all over for Harley Brown. And a good effort for Harley Brown, but she's going to foul out of the basketball game with 6 points and three rebounds. 3:03 to go. She played the whole second half with four personal fouls. And Harley just a junior, so she'll be back next year. And Jamie Kissinger is 1-1 up and in. It's 18 points now for Jamie Kissinger to lead the way for the Whippets. 53-33. And the second free throw up, and it's good as well. And checking back into the ball game will be Elena Boudreau. Checking out will be Stewart. So both Kissingers, Rouse, along with Boudreau and Stadler. And for Gibbon, you've got both Bakers, Van Meter, Cutterback, and Stahl. 3 minutes to go, 54-33 in favor of Minden. Given around the left wing, Stahl dumps it inside, Cutterback. Nobody behind her, so she turns and scores. Hannah Cutterback, her first bucket. They had to yell at her that nobody was behind her, so she turned around and said, okay, that's a little too easy. And the junior knocks on home her first of the game. 54-35, Stadler top of the key here against this Given triangle. Back up top, they get it to Jamie Kissinger. Kissinger swings it over the left wing to Brooke. Jamie to Brooke. Brooke puts the ball on the floor, drives the lane. One-hand runner from eight is good. Brooke with her first bucket in a while. She's got 13. 56-35 Minden. 2:15 to go here in the ball game. And given with Van Meter. Taken away, though, by Brooke Kissinger. Tries to go all the way to the other end. Makes some contact with Baker and lays it up at in. And they're going to call a foul on Kate Baker, her first. She tried to get set up for the block, but just not enough time to get set. And Brooke Kissinger now a chance for a three-point play. With 2:05 remaining, Allie Rouse will check out and Shea Taylor will check in. And the free throw now for Brooke Kissinger. On the way, and it is good. And now Stewart will check back in. So five in a row for Brooke, 16 in the ball game. And it's 59-35, Minden with the 24-point lead. It had got cut down to 17. Now the largest lead of the contest. So we play out the string here. It was 11-5 after one, 32-15 at halftime. Given playing hard, but just doesn't have the horses like state-rated Minden does, who was in the state finals last year. Up top, Kate Baker got by Taylor. Bounce pass to Cutterback on the baseline. Can't get a shot away. Gets it back out, and the ball deflected out of bounds off Given. Turnover number 20, and here comes Jenna Denny. Back into the game for Minden. Also checking in is going to be Addie Woodward. With a minute 45 to go, this one no longer in doubt. And Coach Cremosta going to start pulling youngsters out. Both Brooke and Jamie Kissinger check out of the game. Minden with the basketball, and Jenna Denny with it on the right wing, waiting for somebody to move. So she dribbles for a while, trying to pass the ball over here to Woodward, and out of bounds it goes. Turnover number four of the quarter, 15 of the game on Minden. But Denny was waiting for somebody to come free and finally had to get rid of it. Inbounds pass comes to Emma Van Meter. Van Meter, left-hand dribble, working on Woodward, stops, 12-footer, off the left iron, no good. Ball comes down to Boudreau, her third rebound to Denny. Jenna brings it across the timeline, stops the left side of the key, swings it over right side to Addie Woodward. Woodward kicks it back to Boudreau on the low post. Stewart catches, turnaround jumper, came up short. Rebound brought down by Micah Stahl. And Stahl will bring the ball to the floor. Her outlet pass deflected away by Woodward. Now checking in for Minden. Here comes Josie Madsen and Emily Malcolm. Stewart and Boudreau will check out. And Gibbon to throw it in. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Kearney Catholic and St. Paul here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, Minden. At FlatRiverPreps.com. Under a minute to go. Given trying to get another bucket or two on the scoreboard here. Out to Kate Baker. Baker drives into the double team. Out to Stahl for the three. That one is too strong. Offensive rebound. Somehow Baker got it underneath there. Trying to force it back up, but it wouldn't work. And the rebound brought down by Madsen. Up the floor, Minden. Denny with 30 seconds. Given off on the wing to Taylor. Has her shot blocked by Kate Baker, who came flying through there, and Given grabs the loose ball. Up the floor they come with Micah Stahl. 20 seconds to go into the corner to Van Meter. She's open. She fires the 18-footer. No good. Rebound comes down to Malcolm. 12 seconds to go. And Jenna Denny sees what's on the clock. And it looks like she's going to try and maybe dribble this out. Kicks it into the corner. There will be a shot before the horn, but it's no good. And the rebound comes down to Cutterback off the miss by Woodward. And that is the end of the ball game and the end of the season for the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes, who played really good tonight. But Minden, just too much talent overall. And they take the victory tonight, 59-35. Minden now 19-3. They'll advance to the championship game against either Kearney Catholic or St. Paul at 7 o'clock Thursday night here in Grand Island, right here on Classic Hits. Gibbon will end their year at 5-16. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River, and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gym here at Grand Island Northwest High School. Doug Duda with you here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Final score, Minden 59 and Gibbon 35. Let's take a look at the final numbers of the basketball game. Starting with the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes, Hannah Cutterback had 2 points and 1 rebound. Harley Brown, 6 points, 3 rebounds, saddled with foul trouble, didn't hardly even play in the first half of play. Emma Van Meter, 6 points and 4 rebounds. Melissa Baker led the way with 9 points, 7 rebounds, and a block shot. Micah Stahl, 5 points, 1 rebound. Kate Baker, 4 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Michaela Walker, 2 points, 1 rebound. And Naomi Trevino, 1 point, 2 rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 in the second. You could tell that Minden hit the boards a lot better after that first quarter of play, kind of shutting Gibbon down a little more. Free throw shooting, 5 of 8 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half. Turnover, or 3-point shooting for Gibbon, 0 of 7 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 in each half. For Gibbon, they had 15 points at halftime. They scored 20 in the second half. And they will finish with 35 points, 21 rebounds. 6 of 10 at the free throw line, 3 of 13 from three-point land, 2 block shots and 20 turnovers. Gibbon will end their season at 5-16 and say goodbye to seniors Melissa Baker, Kate Baker, and Micah Stahl. We will take a break and be back with the numbers for the Minden Whippets after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
People you know, community people, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Back on the Mexico Sports Postgame Show, let's take a look at the final numbers now for Minden. Shea Taylor had 2 points, a rebound, and a block shot. Josie Madsen had a rebound. Allie Rouse, a rebound. Brooke Kissinger, 16 points, a rebound, and a block. Elena Boudreaux, 1 point, 3 rebounds. Jamie Kissinger led the team tonight with 19 points, 8 rebounds, and 1 block. Emily Malcolm got a rebound. Rebecca Stewart, 11 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. And Sydney Stadler had a solid night, 10 points and 8 rebounds. 14 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second. Free throw shooting for the Whippets, 5 of 8 in the first half and 6 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 8 in the first half, 1 of 5 in the second half of play. Turnovers, 8 in the first half and 7 in the second half. For Minden, they had 32 points at halftime, 27 points in the second half, and the Whippets finish with 59 points, 29 rebounds, 11 out of 16 at the free throw line. 4 of 13 from 3-point land, 4 block shots, and 15 turnovers. As the 4th-ranked Minden Whippets improved to 19-3 on the season with a 59-35 win over the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes, and Minden will advance on to the C-19 sub-district final Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And we'll be back with more on the Mexico Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
People you know. Community people, people you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people.
And we're back here on the Mexico Sports Postgame Show. We will be taking about a 20-minute break, then return with Kearney Catholic taking on St. Paul. The winner will play Minden Thursday night. And if the seeds hold, that should be a heck of a battle between the Stars and Minden, if that's the way it plays out. But Kearney Catholic handled St. Paul by 41 earlier this year, so that's what you're looking at. Shadron right now is number one of the wild card points, followed by Minden, Kearney Catholic, Pierce, and Fillmore Central. And you just never know. If there's no upsets, Kearney Catholic and Minden look good for the loser of that game Thursday to get a wild card. But there, of course, are no assurances. And with Kearney Catholic, they're barely ahead of Pierce and Fillmore Central. So Minden or Kearney Catholic, a loss could slide them all the way down to maybe number 5 in the wild card points, leaving them vulnerable. And, of course, remember, Minden, Kearney Catholic, it doesn't even matter. Whoever wins that still has to win another game to go to the state tournament. That's most likely against either Ainsworth or Valentine, and Ainsworth was leading Broken Bow in their sub-district semifinal at the half, 27-13, as they play on. You've been listening to the Mexico Sports Postgame Show. Mexico Sports, keeping our schools geared up for every season. You'll be better equipped for the games you play at Mexico's. Again, 19 points, 8 rebounds for Jamie Kissinger, 16 for Brooke, 11 for Rebecca Stewart, and 10 points, 8 rebounds for Sydney Stadler. And Minden defeats Gibbon 59-35. For our producer-engineer, back at the studios in Kearney. Well, I get distracted by people talking to me here. But, again, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, back at the studio. I'm Doug Good. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back in about 20 minutes for Kearney Catholic and St. Paul. From Grand Island Northwest High School, I'm Doug Good.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low